Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur where we've been discussing the sugya of shlichus b'me'ilat v'ichu b'shlichus yad. We already saw the siyata d'shmayim, the flos rabos, the gedolos m'teres Hashem. Now we'd like to explain the ritva. The ritva that we saw in the first shiur of Metzia Lamed Ham and Beis, who asked Lagabe Seicher, who gave the animal over to the Shoyal. So the Seicher is Pater. And the question is, why is the Seicher Pater? He has to make an oath that the Shoyal wasn't Shalach Bayad, and he's not able to take the oath because he doesn't know. So how can we Pater the Seicher for a harm that damage that happened to the animal Rishus HaShoyal, and he would have to swear, and he can't swear because he doesn't know? So answers the Litva, Seicher is not mischayev in the shlichus yad of the shayel, because the behema wasn't destroyed because of that shlichus yad. So this is like a case of someone that says to a shliach, go and steal from me an animal. Mishalech is patur, then shlich advar aveir. It's only by tvich and mechir we've learned that yesh shlich advar aveir, but regularly not. See here also, even if the shah was shalech bayad, it's got nothing to do with the seicher. It's ain't shalech dvar aveir. So ask the tzais, reish tzadi aleph, siv kut yidal, the nesivus, siv kut lamed beis. How does the ritva say that only by tvich and mechira we have a din of yesh shalech dvar aveir? Shlichus yad also. Like we learn at the end of Perek HaMafkid in our sugya, by shlichus yad, we also say there's shlichus. Here also there's shlichus. That's the kasha. As the Rav Ayer, al pi darko shel hanesivus, b'reish tzadi aleph siv kut lamed beis. The kosav, lo niskaven haritva lefoytro al shlichus yad ha'ashem. But the Ritva didn't mean to patur him for the shlichus yad of the shayel. Ein achinami. If the edim are made that the shayel is shalech bayad, the seicher is going to be mischayev. And what the Ritva means is that he doesn't have to take an oath about that. And the nesivus there explains why he doesn't have to take an oath about it. But the maisi doesn't have to be nishba. So based on what we explained in the previous shir, it says as follows, that since the chiyuv of shlichus yad al yedei shliach isn't a normal case of shlichus, and the maisa shliach isn't mesiachis to the mishaleach. It's just exeris hakasuv mimechayev the mishaleach, and the maisa of the shliach. So we can say that there's no chiyuv shvuah at all, because the shomer only has to take a note that he wasn't shaleach yad b'melech Yisrael. Reikan iu vadi, here he wasn't shaleach yad. Vein l'chayv v'yishvua shelo shaleach ha'shel yoda. It can't be m'chayv v'yishvua that the shal wasn't shaleach yad, because there's no union of shlichus here. So even though he's chayv m'gzeres ha'kosov, that's only in Chiyuv Mamon, they're not even take a Shavuot. So if it was classical Shlichus, that's like he did it, it's like the Mishalech did it, so it's like the Mishalech was Shalech, but yeah, you have to take a Shavuot. There's no Shlichus yet. But since this isn't classical Shlichus, but rather it's just Xeris HaKosev, and Mishalech is Chai for what the Shlich did, Memela, no Shavuot is necessary. Is this Xeris HaKosev? It's only about the Chiyuv Mamon, but not about Shavuah. And it would appear that not only is the Seicher not Chayav Lishava, there's not even a Safik Chiyuv. In Yitfois HaMafkid, Or Shaykh Ladin Shatol Tfisasa. If a mafkid is Teufes, it can't be that his Tfisa is going to be effective. Because there's no suffix at all. The Shamir Roshlech Yad Bikarbin Hechites, we should have such a suffix. The only time you have a suffix is there's a Sibalayr as a suffix. There's no Sibalayr as a suffix. Not even a suffix. And therefore there's no Tfisa. Tfisa would help if there was a suffix. There's no suffix here. And with this we can explain what the Chiddush HaArim says of Metziah 33b. The gun of Mibes Hashem, eh? That if somebody stole from the house of the Shomer, he has to pay dalad v'hei kefil and dalad v'hei to the owner. Aye, maybe the Shomer was shalach yad and he has a din gazlan, and therefore the ganav is patur mikefil for dalad v'hei, because he's going even a ganav. Because he's going even a ganav, he's patur. And even if the shomer is nishba shel shalach yadai, nevertheless the ganav is in mischayev v'af she'ashomer, the shomer was nishba that he wasn't shalach bayad, nevertheless can't be Machai of the Ganav because of the Shu of the Shomer. So the question is, how are you Machai of the Ganav from taking from the Beis HaShomer? Maybe the Shomer was Shalech Bayad and he's going to be a Ganav, he's Patrim Kef on the Al Vehe. So based on what we said, we can answer and explain that Bemis, there's no Suffolk at all. Bemis ain't kind of suffic klal shem shalach shemer yada. Just the shomer has to be nishba to the mafkid, the guard, the custodian, has to swear to the mafkid, or maybe the mafkid's called the custodian. Excuse my English. So there's this din, the shomer has to swear to the mafkid. And that's a nuch din parsha shomer. It isn't shaykh to the ganef. If the ganav can't patter himself with the taina, shema shalach hayada shomer yada v'pikadim. Mechitesi, there's no chash at all. There's just a special din in parasha shomer that he has to, that the shomer has to swear to the mafkid. But we have no suffix that he was shalach bayad. And memela, the ganav has to pay the dalad vehei, and we're not choshish that there was shlichus yad. So based on what we said, we can explain what the Ritva writes. The Ritva writes that by Tvicha Mechira, we have a chiddush from the Psukim, that there's a Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Normally, we don't say there's a Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So what he means is that the Chiyuv of Toveach Al Yidei Acher is from the regular din of Shlichus. The Maisa Tvich of the Shlich of Nisiachis of Nishaleach. It's like he was Shechit. As we explained in an earlier Shir B'Dan Satesis. Hashem came B'Shlichus Yad. But the Mishaleach is Chai, it's a different gedder. The Torah was Mechayiv on the Maisa of the Shlich. And therefore there's no Shvua. B'shlichus yad sh'alidei ha'shliach. Because it's not pshat that the mishaleach did it. Again, this only applies to mamonos. By mamonos we say that b'shlichus yad, that if the mishaleach sent the shliach, mishaleach yad, so the mishaleach has to pay. Something happens to the object. But not that there's a He doesn't have to be nishba. He wasn't shaleich b'yad. And therefore, that's what the ritva means when he says that we only have shliach dvar avera by mechira, meaning that the gather there is that the maisa of the shliach is attributed to the mishaleach. Not that it's a gzeiras hakasav that he has to, a mere gzeiras hakasav that he has to pay. Or when it comes to shlichus yad, there it's a gzeiras hakasav that the mishaleach will have to pay. But not that it's like the mishaleach did it, and therefore there's no chiyuv shvuah. The gzeiras hakasav only applies to the mammon, it's not to the chiyuv shvuah. And the reason to be mechalek between tzvich and shlichus yad, that they have a different gather, that by tzvich the gather is between shlichus ba'alma, that the ma'ase tzvich of the shliach is like it was done by the mishaleach. When Hashem came, when it comes to shlichus yad, there it's just as gzeres hakasuv, chmar chiyav ha'ma'ase the shliach, but not that as if the mishaleach did it. How can we be mechalek between? What's the reason for the chiluk? So maybe we can say it's because the afus of tvicha ide acher is from a hekesh tavcho and machroi. It's like mechira's ide acher, so to tvicha's ide acher. So don't mina o mina, ma mechira, so you have to learn. Once tvicha is learned from mechira, they're both ide acher. So too, you can say, just like mechira, shva de alokeach, have a maise mechira, they're kind of atzmo, bechir with the dalet vehei, wa maise didei, hachanami tvicha ide acher, Mishum Maisa Didei Hu De Mechayev. That just like Mechira, which is with a buyer, it's the Maisa Mechira of the Ganav himself. And Mechiv of the Dal of the Hay is on his own Maisa. So to Tficha, in other words, when you do Mechira al Yachir, what's Pshat? That there's a buyer. So the person is doing the Mechira himself. So to buy tficha, it's like you're doing it. When it's done ayde acher, it's you're doing it yourself. It's command you tavach them. It's like he did the tficha. Mashen kem b'shlichus yad. Em chaber ol chidusha. Here you only have the chiddush. What's the chiddush? The shliach is the mashalach is chayv the ma'ase shliach, but not more than that. Now that it's considered as if the mashalach did it, and if the ritva can say correctly that only by tficha mechira we say it's a din shlichus. Avol ba'alma, including shlichus yad, no. There's no regular din of shlichus b'chol ha'Torah kula, only by tzvich and mechila. Now, what about me'ila? We said me'ila is also included in the din of shlichus. Why doesn't he mention me'ila? Now we can be me'yashiv b'kama anpe, maybe for a different time. Anyway, we learned in this shir the differences between the various these three shirim, between the various cases where there's shlichus dvar avera. So on the Rambam, when it comes to Me'ila, that's classical shlichus. That goes back to the world of yesh of shlichus, when you send a shlich for Me'ila. And the Me'ila is another issue involved, the shlichus is off. That's how he explained the Rambam, Me'ila Zayin Beis. The Rambam says it only applies to Me'ila, nowhere else. The Misoshitis Ateisvis, they don't hold like the Rambam. By Tvicha, it's also in the regular world of shlichus. Place in Bava Kamma. Ein Aleph. And now we saw the Ritva, the Taka holds by Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad isn't in the regular world of Shlichus. And therefore he says only Tzvich and Mechira is. Like the Tosis. So upon him, Advarmayin of Flame. And as I mentioned in the first Shir, for those, I mean, obviously there's endless amounts of material on Yanni Shlichus. And for those who want, more on this Rambam, the Zayin Beis, there's so much incredible Torah about it. If you look in the Halacha Berurah website, and there they have a Maftech of the Rambam, and they have countless, not countless, but many, 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 many Koras. and search in Etzer Chachma, and you search in Hebrew books, and there's so much read on this Rambam. So it really opens up one's eyes. It's gewaldic. And I thank everybody so much for listening. And Amir Tashem, we'll be neder, nachzor v'nishna perek zeh. V'siyat v'nishma. Nayu. V'ezrat Hashem, we'll be neder. Thanks for listening. Shalom, shalom.